You're listening to the Student Radio Association show. I'm John from Leicester's Demon FM, and in the next 25 minutes, I'm going to be telling you about some of the most exciting, new, and recently discovered acts that played the Jaeger House at this year's Kendal Calling Festival. This year, Jaegermeister are taking their Jaeger House venue around the festival circuit, supporting and championing some of the best new acts to be found on radios and in venues across the UK at the moment. Already taken in Field Day and Beat Herder so far this year, Jaegermeister move bands onto the Jaeger House stage at Kendal Calling in July this year. Featured across the weekend were many great acts, and I was lucky enough to speak to Chloe, Cut Ribbons, Lazy Talk, Data 3 and Broadway Sounds throughout the weekend. I even managed a game of Jaeger Bingo. Coming up on this show, I get to talk to Cut Ribbons about being Welsh, Piers from Lazy Talk about what influences his songwriting, we'll hear from Data 3 about the kind of music he's producing and working it into his DJ sets, and Broadway Sounds and what it's like to come from Melbourne. But first, I ask Chloe how you can tell who's from the West End of Glasgow by the choice of fruit they put into their drink. What is that you're drinking?
I don't know, they just came up to me and gave me a wee cocktail, and it's quite nice.
Is it an apple?
I'm drinking slow, I don't know what it is, it's a posh one anyway, because it's got cucumber in it.
Nice.
Something you get in like the West End of London.
Not the West End of Glasgow.
And the West End of Glasgow, actually. It's a difference. I'm the kind of person that likes like a wee lime. But then it's like you get the people who like a bit of cucumber, and that's how you distinguish who's working class and who's not.
Okay, so who's from the East End and who's from the West End?
Exactly. Yeah. It's funny though, because it's like the West End of Glasgow, if you keep going more west.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, I'm as west as you can get.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it used to be the murder capital of Europe, where I grew up.
Murder.
There's been a murder. Yeah, so the, I don't know, but then the East End of Glasgow's horrendous as well. So that whole thing doesn't really apply to Glasgow. Everywhere's just bad.
Right, okay.
But I love it. But my city and everywhere. Do you know what? The people are just nice.
So your music, is it kind of focused around Glasgow, would you say?
Oh, like 100%. I think the whole album's about going out in Glasgow. The first track one on the album's called Glasgow. There you go.
Yeah. Are you doing a Lily Allen LDN thing? Are you going to call it GLW?
Maybe, yeah. I was thinking about it, but I was like, no, I can't. Catfish and the Bottlemen also have a song called Glasgow on their latest record.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wrote Glasgow before it came out, so I'm like waiting for a wee lawsuit from them as well. but that's probably my favourite track.
I don't think you can kind of copyright the name of a town, can you?
We were talking about this today. We were having this conversation today. Who was it that tried to do it? Like Kraftwerk or something.
Have this
thing called Kling Klang, which means ding dong in German.
Yeah.
And there's a band in the UK called Kling Klang or something, and they sued them.
Right.
For that. And I was like, what? So I don't know, maybe, but I feel like Catfish and the Bottlemen will be more sound about it than Kraftwerk would maybe be.
Were they here yesterday, Catfish?
I think they were, I don't know. I met Van at Tea in the Park, and I was like, oh my god. They're one of my favourite bands ever. I went to see them play the Barrowlands in Glasgow, which is like my favourite venue. And it was the best gig I've ever been to, hands down. Amazing.
So how do you describe your music?
Well, right now, if you're listening to my EP, it's a bit, it's like R&B, pop, dark, kind of glittery, synthy. But I think with the next release that's coming out in a week, it's got like it's guitar-y and it's quite rocky and more beefy. So
have you still got the kind of glittery, synthy stuff in with it as well?
Yeah.
So is it kind of at the gold frap end, or is it a little bit further away from the disco side?
It's weird because I keep talking about my album, and it's like I don't think there's one song that sounds the same. I think the EP was a weird introduction to kind of some of it. I don't think the EP represents the album, but I think the album will represent what Chloe, talking about myself in third person, oh my god.
Just carry on.
But yeah, no, I think as we get further along like the release line and stuff, I think people will start to get a clearer idea of what it actually is, because you guys were on this early. Do you know what I mean? Like that EP, that yous were on that early.
Do you know
what I mean? People who have heard the EP, but there's no one's really heard of me yet, so it's like no one really knows what it's gonna be, so that's quite
exciting. Plenty of time.
Yeah, totally.
I then asked Chloe to describe what the music scene in Glasgow is like at the moment.
There's loads of like cool rock bands with synths and stuff right now, I think. But there's not really much like straight up pop stuff, is there? So I feel like a lot of the cool scenesters kind of hate me a wee bit.
Why? Because you're a pop star?
Yeah, yeah, maybe. I don't think they... Well, I wouldn't call it... Everyone calls me a pop star or like refer to me like Chloe, like it could be pop star or something. But I think when I think of pop star, I think like Britney.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. I think my songs, if they're going to slag me off for making pop music, then I'll slag them off for like just cutting about in sunglasses when it's dark inside and like wearing leather jackets. Like, it's like, shut up. You're more of a, like, can you swear?
Yeah, of course you can.
You're more of a than me. Do you know what I mean? Like, shut up. I'm 19, do you know what I mean? Like, I love pop music.
Yeah.
I also, I'm not stupid, and I grew up with a pretty indie background. I used to be in bands and stuff when I was younger. I played guitar and piano, and I used to go out and gig the same as yous. Played all the same venues as yous about 20 million times, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, but there's a lot of really nice people. I think it's a very, like, small, tight community in Glasgow, all the book house and labels and stuff. It's cool.
That was Chloe talking about Glasgow, the local music scene, and what it's like to be a pop artist in what seems to be an otherwise indie dominated scene. If you want to know more about Chloe, you can find her on Twitter at Chloe Music, at facebook.com/ my name is Chloe, or visit the website chloemusic.com, and that's Chloe spelled K-L-O-E. Coming up, you'll hear from Broadway Sounds, Cut Ribbons and Lazy Talk, but first, here's Data 3 on drum and bass and his Saturday night headline DJ set at Jägermeister's Jäger House at Kendall Calling. You headlined this Jäger House last night with a DJ set.
Yeah.
How did that go for you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. To be honest, I had a little bit of a mess up with the USB, so it took a bit of getting used to, but once I was away for the rest of the set, so that was nice. It's always a little bit shaky the first tune, I find, but then as soon as you're two tunes down, it's great.
So you've told me already that you are producing your own music.
Yeah.
You're doing quite well with that. Can you tell us a little bit about the sort of stuff you're producing?
Yeah, so we started off making really sort of dark, minimal drum and bass. But recently we've been going a lot more liquidy, which has been getting us more airplay. And to be honest, like, as it comes to summer, that's what everyone wants. Whereas in winter, yeah, it's much more. We go darker, basically. We're quite seasonal with that music.
Is there a kind of temptation almost to go a little bit more commercial with the stuff that you're doing, to try and get it a little bit more into the public eye and get a little bit more airplay? Or do you really want to stick to what you want to do?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's really important to start in a niche and work from there, so try and exploit that niche as much as possible. And yeah, it is tempting, but right now I think you've got to have some stature before you try and start pushing out there, because you don't have the contacts yet even to go, you know, commercial. You've got to have the contacts already there to be pushing that out.
So when you go and do a DJ set, are you predominantly playing your own stuff or things that complement your stuff, or do you just kind of go with it and play things that are going to get people dancing and that, you know, commercially people want to listen to?
Yeah, so I usually play about 5 or 6 of my own tracks in an hour set. I try not to overload it. And recently I've started getting into, you know, making sure that they're all in key, going through all the key wheel, so it really sounds nice. And that's more about fitting the tune into the key rather than the other way around, so I make the set work for me, sort of thing.
Okay, and in terms of, you know, working within that niche, do you try and keep all of your tracks within a set within a niche, or do you try and broaden that niche? And actually, in the kind of greater picture, do you want that niche to get wider so that your kind of music and the music that you produce becomes more commercial, but not because you make the music more commercial, but because
the genre, yeah,
the niche and the sort of genre narrows or broadens to allow you more scope to get into it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that dark minimal drum and bass is ever going to not be a niche. It's quite a refined sound, and to be honest, I think that's a lot to do with, you can't listen to it on little headphones, you have to have big headphones, you have to have a big sound system, and that's when it really starts, feels good pumping through your body, all the bass, and that's why I really like it.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, in terms of keeping it in that niche, yeah, we do try and make all our parameters are that we make rolling drum and bass. So whether that's dark minimal, whether that's light liquid, whether that's a bit harder, so long as it's got that constant rolling drum line, that's all we're bothered about.
I then asked Alex what the successes and achievements for Data 3 have been so far, and what he wants to do next.
Yeah, so you just mentioned before, just managed to hit the top 10 of the drum and bass Beatport charts, and that's on downloads. Got our first BBC Radio 1 premiere a couple of weeks ago. Been getting dropped on One Extra quite a lot. So I think next it's really just to start getting international gigs would be nice. So
yeah, yeah.
We've had inquiries, but we haven't actually fulfilled one yet. So I'd be excited to go and play somewhere else. That's one of the achievements. And a vinyl release as well, which is looking quite possible. I can't say too much about that, to be honest, but big label is quite interesting.
But you could still self-release a piece of vinyl if you wanted to and do a kind of small pressing, and presumably you'd be able to shift them.
Yeah, I guess so. We never really do anything like that, to be honest. Like, we're not quite on it, I guess, with stuff like that. We just make the music and hope that the label do all that work, really. We put in the studio time, and to be honest, it is the dream just to have a vinyl release. So maybe maybe I will press my own, but I think at the moment we're looking like we might get one.
And you can hear more of Data 3 at soundcloud.com/data3. Next up, it's Broadway Sounds, who played Jägermeister's Jägerhaus at Kendall Calling as part of a UK and Europe tour, fresh from a set at the WOMAD Festival the previous evening. Described by the Guardian newspaper as a musical fruit salad, the band talked to me about DIY record making, but first I asked them which festivals they've taken in so far.
So we've done a lot of the summer festival circuit. So we played Glastonbury, just played WOMAD last night, Secret Garden Party, Beat Herder, played a few club shows in London. We played in just outside of Berlin and played in south of France. Is that all of them?
I think that's seven gigs all up. We can check the wristband reference guide to see if we've missed any there, buddy. Beat Herder, WOMAD, Kendall Calling, show in Germany, I think that covers it.
I guess you guys are starting out in a way, or at least emerging in terms of trying to get bigger and kind of move on to bigger things. Is it tough to kind of sort of raise funds to get plane tickets, and or is it just we've got to do this, we haven't got another opportunity, or we want to take this opportunity now to do it and just to see how it goes?
It's better to take the opportunities than to not.
The music industry is becoming more DIY again, and I think a couple of us, we come from punk backgrounds, so we've sort of known how to do that in smaller bands, plastering posters all over town with a bucket of water and flour. I mean, obviously that was years and years ago, but now that record companies have a slightly more diminished role in the way that they help bands and help bands get through their careers, you do have to do a lot of it yourself. The home recording revolution with Ableton and all these programs that literally anyone can make a song in their bedroom now. They don't have to pay thousands of dollars to a record producer to record it in a studio. Australia has a great grant scheme as well. They are quite supportive of the arts, and we've benefited from that.
So you can get funded by the government to basically make music and use that money to kind of do what you want, whether that's to tour Europe.
Well, we're diplomats to our country, if we come over here and fly the Australian flag. I dare say that's going to feed back in a positive sense back into Australia. So there is money allocated to the arts in Melbourne, in Victoria, the state of Victoria. It's a very arts prone state, I dare say it could be getting a little worse with our current state of political affairs there, that you've probably picked up on over the wireless, but there is a little bit of money to go around for people that look like they've got their own path, they know what they want to do, everything's ready, the product, for lack of a better word, is ready, the song's there, the art's done, the video's done, and then really all you have to do is get your butts over to another country and play live shows. Hopefully sell a t-shirt or two.
And going back to the DIY thing, before yourself, Phil and I spoke about the artists, to me, when I hear kind of music in Melbourne, for me is at the moment Courtney Barnett. Or Courtney Barnett, as you obviously all call her.
Sure.
But in this country, she just called Barnett.
Barnett.
And obviously, she set up Milk Records and she's doing her own thing. Is it important to kind of try and chase down a record deal with a known major label, or is it as important to be able to kind of go and set up your own label and self-release your own records?
Well, I think there's, major labels still have their purpose in that they have the budget, so they've still got a bigger budget than what an indie label has. A lot of indie labels don't have money, but if you start up your own thing, then that's cool, because you're in control of your own music. I mean, we could start up our own label if we wanted to.
Yeah.
and we can just basically control how we want to make it. We can control the creative output and how it's all made. Whereas like a major's got the money, but you're probably going to have to make some compromises along the way in order to get that music out
and
there.
And give away a little bit of the control of that as well, I guess.
Yeah. But they got the marketing muscle, the majors, so...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Visit broadwaysounds.bandcamp.com to hear more and like the band at facebook.com/broadwaysounds. Still to come, I chat with Piers from Lazy Talk and the guys from Cut Ribbons, but first, no visit to the Jaeger House would be complete without a game of Jaeger Bingo.
So that was, of course, 1975 with Chocolate, correctly guessed in record time by Molly. It's Molly's birthday, everyone! Say happy birthday to Molly! Who's this? My veteran band!
So there you go, the rules are simple. Grab a bingo card, listen out for the song, and check off the song and the band from your bingo card when you hear it. First to call Jaeger House wins a prize. Make sure you check out Jägermeister's Jaeger House at this year's Reading Festival and later on at Bestival and grab yourself a bingo card. Next, I spoke to Piers from Lazy Talk about where his songwriting inspiration comes from and if the place your music originates from can shape your sound.
When I was growing up, I was really into jungle and garage and all that kind of stuff, and then grime, which felt very much like a UK music that was from where I was from, and I felt proud of it, excuse me. And something that I really, whereas like hip-hop I enjoyed from afar, but I couldn't really relate to it in the way that this music felt really like homegrown, and I felt really a part of it. So obviously as I got older, obviously gone into, you know, live music and writing proper songs, but that's really where my musical, I mean, I like music across the board. I mean, my first concert I went to was, what was it? Might be Green Day. Or I was saying St. Paul Weller once, though.
In big venues?
Yeah,
Bricks
Academy. So I went to these, and then I suddenly sort of switched and sort of get to clubbing. And but music, you know, it's a journey, isn't it? You're always kind of moving in and out of, I mean, so from that point of view, definitely we're very much a London, we've been called like a very London sounding band or very British sounding band. I mean, I like to think of us as trying to being like that kind of Britpop.
Right, okay.
You know,
so I mean,
fun, cheeky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm, you know, I'm of an age where I grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
For me, Britpop was Pulp, Blur, Oasis, even bands like Sleeper and Elastica to an extent.
Elastica,
you know? I mean,
would
you consider yourself sort of along those genres, or?
I like, out of all of those, I think, probably if I had to pick one band that really is like my favourite, it's probably Blur, because I think the thing with Blur do brilliantly is they constantly reinvent themselves to stay relevant, and their songs that from back in the day still sound good now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yet they put out records and it still kind of sounds fresh. I think that's really impressive. Another band that I'm a big fan of, Outkast, going away from British music, just for the pure originality of their music. Like, you call them a hip hop group, but really I think they're much more than that. And I love the way that like one song will sound completely different to another. And we try and do that in our music, but then you get people from music trying to go, but what genre are you? Because you're making our life difficult because we don't know where to pigeonhole you. I never set out to make a specific kind of music.
And you don't want to be pigeonholed, because actually you want kind of everybody to come along and be into what you do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said when I started, I mean, I sort of form the band myself, and I write the songs, all the lyrics, and most of the music, although a lot of it we also write together as a band in the studio. But I was always just, I always said to myself, because I'd spent a lot of time in club, I hadn't spent that much time going to gigs, but I always found sometimes going to gigs that it was a lot of standing around, and I was always sure that if I was going to be in a band and make live music, I wanted to make the music that people dance around.
That
was really important to me.
Yeah.
And I think we do achieve that on the whole, unless you get a really stuffy room. But hopefully tonight we'll have a good reaction. Look, everyone looks like they're up for it, I can tell.
That was Piers from Lazy Talk speaking about what drives him to make music. And you can connect with Lazy Talk at LazyTalkLDN on Twitter and at lazytalk.co.uk. We're coming towards the end of the Student Radio Association show, but we can't finish without hearing from Cut Ribbons, the five-piece indie rock band from Wales. We talked bangers, coming from Wales, and the other places that they've played. I'm with Cut Ribbons at Kendall Calling. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm with, I've got to remember everybody's name, Chris, Cleanne, Alid, Ray, and Chloe.
Wow. Yes.
That was awesome.
Hooray! Are you having a lovely time at Kendall Calling?
We always do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Have you just come up today?
Yeah.
It's about 5 hours to get here today.
Yeah, five for the bit.
From Wales.
Sunny
Wales.
Where were you last night?
I was in a wedding.
Oh, yeah. You were a wedding.
Yeah.
A wedding party.
Yeah.
Can't do the accent. So tell us a little bit about Cut Ribbons. I mean, who you are, what do you do?
Five-piece indie rock band from Wales. We play melodic
bangers.
Melodic bangers. Bangers.
Is it all about the banger?
I think it's always all about the banger, isn't it, really?
At what point did you decide that you were going to write bangers instead of writing kind of...
Day one.
Yeah, day one.
It's always been a dream of ours.
To write a banger.
Yeah.
I mean, is it kind of, coming from Wales, is it difficult not to be compared to kind of bands that, you know, from certainly when I was getting into my sort of musical taste, things like Catatonia, I hesitate. I can't even say the word hesitate. I hesitate to say the Stereophonics because obviously they are of their time.
We saw Manix play 2 weeks ago. They're awesome. Like Manix are a massive thing for us.
Yeah.
Superfurries.
There's
as well.
Nothing wrong with that.
Catatonia. Aled, the drummer, lives on my street.
He's a dude as well.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And he's got a really good name. So
Do you bring his milk in for him when he goes on tour?
He steals his milk.
I steal his milk.
So, Ken Calling here now. Where else have you been playing?
We did Truck Festival last, didn't we?
Yeah, that was a good laugh.
We've been out to Canada for
that was wicked.
That was insane.
Spent a lot of time in Toronto.
That was fun.
Trying to find the local bars and the local record shops and stuff.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Shopping at the thrift stores.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And what's your best sort of highlight, or what's your highlight of the year so far?
It's got to be something like on the Canadian trip, isn't it?
It's got to be Canada.
Like the last night for Canadian Music Week, the last gig was just incredible.
Yeah, it's just a bit of a dream to go out there, and a lot of bands we like are Canadian, and like it's got a really big indie rock community.
Bands like
Broken Social Scene and stuff like that. So it was just pure joy to go out there. Do you know what I mean?
And how did you get down out there?
Really good. We made a lot of friends out there, and
There's quite a lot of Welsh bands out there as well that we knew, so we just it was kind of like just a gig in Cardiff, really. Seeing all our friends, it was great.
Yeah.
What's it like gigging in Cardiff? I mean, is there a good scene at the moment? Is it building up a little bit?
Cardiff's really good. Like, there's loads of like different scenes going on. Like, you've got a good variety of stuff, and you can pretty much go out any night of the week and there'd be a good gig on in Cardiff. It's pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
And do you feel kind of encouraged to go out and gig often, or do you try and kind of space them out a little bit so people don't see the same thing else?
Well, it's meant to be like a writing time at the moment.
Yeah, we're kind of like holed up in our studio quite a lot at the moment because we're writing our second album. So we're trying not to go out and gig as much because obviously we've got writing commitments.
Yeah, but then we get offers like this and it's hard to turn them down.
Of course. So something like Kendall Calling, do they come to you and make you an offer to come and play?
Yeah, pretty much.
We've got like a working relationship with Jaeger, so
we're on their like roster.
So
we've done like a lot of festivals with Jaeger before.
Field Day festivals.
And they were both awesome, weren't they?
Yeah.
And are you doing festival again this year?
We don't know yet. Fingers crossed, because it's such an awesome festival.
Is it important to get kind of in with companies like Jaeger and actually play for their guys? Because you get a good crowd coming into the Jaeger house.
Jaeger, historically have been really good to bands. You know, they've had bands on a roster for a drinks company do that. That's quite brilliant, I think.
Yeah.
And they treat you so well. They always give you opportunities like this to come down and play. It's something that, we jump at the chance to actually
That was Cut Ribbons ending the Student Radio Association show. You can find them at cutribbons.co.uk or at facebook.com/cutribbons. All of the acts featured on this Student Radio Association show were brought to you in association with the Jägermeister and played at the Jäger House at this year's Kendall Calling Festival. If you're heading to Reading Festival or Bestival, make sure you visit the Jäger House to hear more of the best newly discovered acts and emerging talent. visit jägermeister.co.uk to find out a little more about the Jäger House.